The minutes will show that the closed hearing was adjourned at 11:46 a.m., just a little over the previous estimate. But fortunately, there were no public out here waiting the whole time when it took much longer than what we anticipated. The public is invited. Brian, did you look out to make sure that nobody's out there? The public is invited to return to the meeting room, and we're now back in an open session. If there is any motions that need to be handled immediately, they would be in order now. I don't expect any, but did either of you have anything?
Yeah.
Then anything else for closing, and we'll go through and repeat those requested open information type of things.
Yes, Commissioner, thank you. I have an ongoing list of information that we plan to provide you following this informal hearing. First of which is additional information on operation of REMC assets during the early years after registration with the Secretary of State's office. And then second, a list of states that currently allow self-bonding for surface coal mines. Third, three different sections of the general accounting practices that were specifically referenced in the confidential portion. And then there's one more item Mr. Freeze is going to follow up with a legal code reference. And if there's anything else we can provide the commission, we'd be more than happy to do so.
Anything?
Nope.
Beth?
Commissioner, if I may?
Absolutely.
Just a really quick recap of a thank you again to the staff. Thank you again to the commission for the time today. Thank you for the opportunity for us to explain in more great detail, both in executive session and then the open-ended portion of this meeting today. I'd just like to recap really quickly on, we know that you'll find the letter of the law and the sections of code that we've walked out extensively today. One thing we'd like to point out, given the financial discussions that we've had today, thank you for respecting our wishes to keep that confidential. We do respect that very much, and we appreciate that. Just like to say that we'd like to re-comment and make sure that it's the law is the law, the code is the code. Of course, we know you're going to follow it. And there's times that you make decisions on applications where you don't really like it, but it is the law, it is the code, and you've got to follow. And we just want to make sure that those standards in the code and those ratios are what the law is. And you do have the permission to keep asking questions and take things out, add things in, but to keep everybody on the fair playing field is really the standard that we've met. We hope that you'll see that we have met that. We are very encouraged by it. We feel like we have a very strong balance sheet partner. And when I say very, I mean, we mean very, very strong balance sheet. We feel very good about that. We also feel like our reputation's on the line just applying for this. So we are putting that on the credibility. So we're not just asking you as commissioners to do that. We as a company are doing that as well. So we know the protections are there. The law provides for it, and it allows us to be good business partners that way. So just want to recap with a last thank you. And if there's any other questions from our team. And then Commissioner, I am finished. Thank you.
Okay, then I will ask, are there any objections to the evidence produced becoming part of the official record upon which our final decision will be made?
No objection.
Okay, the evidence will be added to our official record, and we'll rely on that to make a decision. Does anyone have anything else to append? Okay, then it is 11:52, and this meeting is concluded. Thank you, everyone.